What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love arguing college, well, not arguing, debating college football. Scott's just an impassioned Auburn fan, and he's a great caller. You know, and he understands that we can disagree without being disagreeable. We just disagree. It's fine. But one of us is right. One of us is wrong. And that's okay. I may be wrong. I mean, it's entirely, I have no dog in the fighting Illini. And if you're wondering, by the way, because I like to drop a little knowledge every now and then. Dom, do you know where they got the nickname Fighting Illini?
No idea.
World War One. There was a group from Illinois, a group of guys that were just tough as nails when they were in the trenches for the United States in World War One, and they were called the Fighting Illini. And that's where they got their nickname. So that they have an Indian head mascot has nothing to do with, that's just the state, you know, but that's, anyway, the point is the they've been an underperforming, you know, program for ever, and went to one Rose Bowl in my life, and they've had the odd Jeff George play for them here and there. But I think that Brett Bielema's done a really good job. Wait, you think Wisconsin is ruining the fact that they've got Luke? Who would Wisconsin fans rather have, Luke Fickell or Brett Bielema still? You think they're ruining the fact that he left and went to Arkansas and then, you know, he ends up in Illinois? Because Illinois is a better program than Wisconsin. I mean, and one of the things that Bielema does is he develops players. Now, here's the problem with it all. We could sit here, all of us, and debate, Scott and I, anybody. This is not the same thing anymore. The transfer portal has, and this is again why Saban quit, because of the muck. The transfer portal has changed everything. Well, Scott is correct. Yes, historically, and they can continue to recruit at the top level every year. You know, the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Texases and the Ohio States and Michigans and whatnots are going to be able to recruit at a high level every year. Keeping those players is not easy because when you recruit at that high level, players want to leave if they're not going to play or get paid. And so that's what's evened out the playing field across the board, which makes predicting college football extremely difficult, which is why last year you had Indiana, Arizona State, and SMU in the playoff. Well, this year, you're going to get potentially a Baylor. Baylor's a good team, Scott. Sawyer Robinson could play at quarterback, dude. You know, I put a lot of stock in quarterbacks. It's not unlike the NFL. In college football, if you have a quarterback, you've got a chance. If you don't, and you've got DJ Uiagalelei, ask Clemson fans. What happens? Ask Auburn fans what happens when you don't have a quarterback. I mean, when you don't have a quarterback, the rest of it, guys, becomes, I don't care, it just becomes exceedingly difficult, correct? I mean, anybody that doesn't have a quarterback who's gone through a period, Auburn fans, when you have a quarterback, Cam Newton, okay. When you don't have a quarterback, it becomes exceedingly difficult to win. I mean, you may be okay, you may be fine, or maybe you just happen to have, in the case Georgia got kind of lucky. I mean, not that, Jake Fromm and Stetson Bennett weren't really good college quarterbacks. They were. But Georgia didn't have to lean, and this is the, you know, where he's kind of going with this, about they didn't have to lean on a quarterback to win them games. Though, I mean, obviously, you know, Stetson Bennett made some plays. I'm not going to deny him that. But how did Georgia become a powerhouse? Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. That offensive line and that defensive line were killer great, and they had great running backs, and they were just so deep and powerful, and they beat the hell out of you, right? I mean, that's what they did. But when they stopped running the ball last year, and that offensive line got to be kind of behind Carson Beck, guess what happened? Georgia kind of ran a little out of a little bit of steam. They've got to get that back this year. Everybody in Athens knows this. Everybody's fully aware of the fact that they've got to be able to start smacking people in the mouth again on defense. Because what won them national title? That defense. What won Alabama? Everybody looks. Okay, guys, go look at Alabama during the dominance of Saban, right? And you could look at the Tuas and the Jalens and all the freak wide receivers that they had from Judy to, I mean, everybody, right? And they had playmakers all over the field. That Alabama defense was a little bit underrated by you. You weren't paying attention to how good that Alabama defense was. That Bama defense was killer good. And so that's what I lean on a little bit, too. That would be the problem with Illinois. I'm not really exactly sure how good their defense is going to be. I mean, they got a lot of transfers in. And the transfer thing changes everything because it becomes hard to glom onto when two things are true. One, they may have great resumes at their previous school, but just because they do, as a team, they may not gel together. They haven't played alongside each other, or there may be personality clashes, or you don't know, right? I mean, so you're throwing guys in. I'll give you an example. Down the road from me at Indiana University, they fired Hawks coach Mike Woodson, and they brought in Darren DeVries from West Virginia. They had players who matriculated on, graduated, went to the NBA, whatnot, and then they had everybody else quit because, you know, Woodson was gone, and they went to somewhere else, they transferred, whatever. And Indiana had, and this happened at a couple other schools, but Indiana had no players. And when I say no players, I mean zero. Not a one. So Darren DeVries walks in and goes, I ain't got none. Now Darren just happens to be lucky enough that his son happens to have been the two-time player of the year in the Missouri Valley at Drake and is a really, really good player. So he's got his son who could play basketball. But he had to go out and recruit an entirely new team. Now, on paper, the guys that he bought in are sharpshooters. They're going to shoot threes all over the court. He's got a bunch of guys that are a little on the small side, but boy, he's got like seven guys that were like player of the year in this conference, player of the year in this conference, player of the year in this conference, and these guys can shoot the lights out of the darn thing. Is it going to work? I don't know. I mean, it's a hell out of me. Are they going to be? I have no clue how this works. They've never played together. The odds are they're going to have some games where they win. They suddenly, because they got so many sharpshooters on this team. I mean, they got literally six guys that can shoot 40% plus from three-point territory, because that's what DeVries wants to do. He wants to be a run-and-gun three-point shooting team. So that means they're probably going to win some games. They'll beat Ohio State by 40 in one game, and they'll turn around and lose by 30 to Purdue or something, and you're like, what happened? Well, one game they shot, one game they didn't. There you go. So that's the problem with college football. There's so many transfers and so much upheaval and so much change. You know the reason that Indiana was so good last year? Because when they brought in 16 transfers, those 16 transfers, well, Kirk Cignetti came over from a really good program at James Madison. He brought in 16 players from where? James Madison. He bought in 16 what? Starters. Oh, he bought the entire starting unit of James Madison pretty much with him. These guys have all played together. They all know each other. They know the coach. And it just jibed, right? I mean, so that's one way to do it. That's why it'll be really interesting. I think Indiana takes a step back this year because now they're having to do and put in some guys that may not know each other quite as well, even if they've upgraded at certain positions. Still going to be a good football team. They've got some really good, they got a lot of NFL players on that team, I can tell you that. And they may actually be better at quarterback. Mendoza, the kid from Cal, is probably better than Curtis. Well, he is better than Curtis Work. And so, but we'll see how it all kind of works out. But there's this big, gigantic wash middle. It's almost like three tiers of college football. You have your annuals, okay, your perennials, actually, that currently exist in the game. Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame, Georgia, Michigan, You know, these are the annuals. You know, that's kind of the, really, that list is not real long. And then they want some people that want to join the annual. Oregon could probably be in the annuals. Then there's some programs that want to join the perennials, you know. And but we'll see. And then the next group, you know, down, that includes LSU, right, for now. And who knows if they can't get up there. It includes, you know, schools like maybe, you know. But then there's the next group down, which is going to be the Muck. And the Muck is good enough to beat a Georgia. It's good enough to beat a Texas. It's also good enough to lose to a Kentucky. So it's hard to judge how this is going to go because there's so many different moving parts on an annual basis. When John Calipari decided to do the, you know, seven guys in, seven guys out, seven top freshmen in, all leave, seven top freshmen in, all leave. When he decided to go that route, he won a national title. He also had a year when seven out and seven in that he lost to Robert Morris in the NIT. You just don't know really how it's going to work. Some guys are going to mesh, some guys aren't. So it's hard to grasp a hold of a lot of these teams. And if you have high hopes for your school, it's fine. That's great. This is why I said a year ago that the hardest thing college football fans are going to have to face is the idea that 10-2 is a really good season, because it is, especially with 12-team playoff. Now, next year, it's going to be a 16-team playoff where 9-3 is going to be a really good season because a lot of 9-3 teams are going to make it. And so, you know, I mean, almost did last year. And so when you go to 16 next year, you're going to have 9-3 teams make it. Well, probably 10-3 teams. Oh, I don't even want to jump to next year. And Dom, you know what's going to happen next year. Did you hear about this, about no title games anymore?
Oh, no, I did not.
All right, so how about the SEC and the Big Ten get rid of the SEC and Big Ten title game with a 16-team playoff? And then the 1 and 2 seeds, like, just we'll take this year, Texas and Georgia in the SEC, and Ohio State and Penn State in the Big Ten. We're just picking two, okay? They don't play in the SEC or Big Ten title game. This is next year in the 16. They get an automatic bye into the playoff and an automatic bye in the playoff. Okay. And then the next four teams below them in the SEC seeds 3, 4, 5, and 6 advance after the regular season to two separate games where number 6 plays at number 3 and number 5 plays at number 4 after the season's over. No SEC title game. 6 at 3, 5 at 4. And the winners of those two games get an automatic spot in the playoffs. There's two play-in games instead of an SEC title game. I know.
Why can't we just leave well enough alone sometimes?
Money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Two games are better than one, right? You play Friday and Saturday, doubleheader at Mercedes-Benz Stadium play-in games. Money, 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 my friend. It's all about money. It's all about guaranteeing the SEC 4 spots in the playoff, guaranteeing the Big Ten 4 spots in the playoff, potentially one of the two getting a fifth spot, maybe both getting a fifth spot in the playoffs. It's all about money, dude. Yeah, we'll worry about that after this year. So this year, the change, because this is the third year where we've had a different playoff setup in a row. We went from 4 to 12. And then this year's version of 12 is different than last year's version of 12, because last year, to get a bye as a top 4 seed, you had to be one of the top 4 conference champions. This year, the 4 byes go to the 4 highest rated seeds, regardless of conference champion. If the top 4 seeds include 3 SEC teams, then they 3 SEC teams are getting byes. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, so... it's the top 4 seeds regardless. So suddenly Notre Dame, which last year was aced out of any potential getting a bye because they weren't in a conference and couldn't be a conference champion, this year Notre Dame goes 11-1, they're going to get a bye because there's no conference champion tied to it. There'll still be an SEC title game, but it's not an automatic berth situation. You don't just get in automatically if you win the SEC championship. If you're a 9-3 team in a muck and you win the SEC championship to go to 10-3, that doesn't automatically, you would have guaranteed you a bye last year. It doesn't necessarily guarantee you a bye this year. See, I know. It's the rules. It's like... Have you ever been in a relationship, guys, where... And sorry, gals, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. Maybe this happened to you too, but I'm being a guy. I'm just going to use guys. Guys, have you ever been in a relationship where you got so fed up with who you were in the relationship with, you looked at them and said, look, I don't care what the rules are anymore. Just tell me what the rules are and don't change them. I couldn't care less what the rules are. I just tell me what they are and don't change them. Because when you change the rules all the time, I can't know what the rules are. And so what the hell are the rules? And don't change them. The rule today is, it's like, the rule today is, no, there's no, don't change the rules. That's what college football is doing all the time. Anyway, fascinating season, you know. I start to look at the NFL too, and I think the NFL is wide, wide open. Because some of the other teams, not named Buffalo, maybe not named Kansas City, maybe not named Philadelphia, yeah, you would think that those teams are going to be in. They're clearly the favorites in their divisions, right? Sure. Okay, I'll run with that. But that may be the only three divisions where there's a clear favorite in the division. Other divisions are either a bowl of suck or a mess of maybe. And so I think that it's really intriguing. You can make an argument in a way that one caller called in that the Houston Texans belong in the same group as the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC in that they are clearly on paper the best team in their division, which in the AFC South, they pretty much are. On Sports Radio 90, time of the game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's some shocking developments taking place out at Truist Park today in a game that began at 11:30 in the morning. I hope you're sitting down because I'm going to update you on this. I know you can't watch it because the game's on Roku, but I'll just bring you up to speed. Listen to this. It's the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Braves, shockingly, have not scored a run in the game. I know, right? Dom, they haven't scored a run yet. The Braves. How is that possible? They have three singles. Is that a breakout game, three singles?
That's something.
You know, there are things in life I don't understand, okay? And one of the things I don't understand is how people have a certain amount of patience, because I am generally an impatient person. Would you say you're patient or impatient?
I would actually say that I'm a pretty patient person. I'm not usually one to jump to conclusions, or, you know, I can usually hold and wait out if I need to.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally I can, if I see the potential of progress or advancement, I can be fairly patient. How about that? Otherwise, I get a little impatient. And I think it's great that Alex Anthopoulos, Terry McGuirk, Derek Schiller, and the Braves Brain Trust is as patient as they are. You know, I'm glad they are, because I would have blown this damn thing up. I would have had no patience with it. That's just me. But I'm glad they're being patient, because obviously it's paying off, because they're about to get, potentially swept and not score another run. But they got three singles today, so, hey, listen. Then they're going to West Excremento, to play the Athletics. I mean, that should work out well for them. I'm just bitter. I'm bitter because I don't understand how you can be patient. And yet they are. And I'm not, but they may be right in being patient. I would be a terrible GM, I admit it, because I wouldn't have any patience. And in the past, Brian Snickers has said, I'll come around. And a lot of times, remember when Dansby Swanson would get off to that start? He'd like, in April, he'd be like 1-for-84 or something. Come on. And then all of a sudden he started hitting. And same with Ozuna would get off to a slow start, or Riley would get off to, they'll come around. And he kept, so this year, when they all got off, not Dansby, obviously, because not a different team that actually hits the ball, including him, Riley gets off to a slow start, and Harris gets off to a slow start, and Ozuna gets off to a slow start, and Albies gets off to a slow start, and he's like, have they? It's still early, right? I mean, it's only game number 90. I mean, we still have plenty of time. Jeez. Can this season just end? I want to get through this All-Star break, the All-Star game, so bad. I hope Ronnie has a good time in the Home Run Derby, and we celebrate the game, and then we just kind of move on. This is why I've been talking about football today. And I love talking football with you, and I'm jaded, okay? I'm part of the jaded fan base with my team, my school. I'm a jaded Falcons fan. I'm a jaded Nebraska fan. It's sort of like being a jaded Florida fan. You know, some fan bases are hopeful and others are just jaded. Like, you want to be hopeful, right? But, man, the second you know that you're hopeful is the second that you know you're going to be like, okay. Like, Nebraska and Florida was a time, it wasn't that long ago to me because I was at the game 30 years ago. It's 30 years ago now. It doesn't seem like it was 30 years ago when they were 1-2 in the nation. Steve Spurrier against Tom Osborne, Fiesta Bowl. I'm sitting there in the end zone next to one of my really good friends who's a Florida fan, and we're talking about betting on the game. Huskers just killed them in that game. Nebraska just annihilated them. Took a knee to keep from scoring 69. Tommy Frazier was running all over the place, running amok. That was Daniel Wolfel and Christian Doring. Sorry, Florida fans, if I'm bringing back bad memories. But that game was, the national title. And now look at the two teams. You know, I mean, this is Nebraska and Florida. And they're fighting for relevance. Tennessee got back. They were gone for a long time. They got back. You know? And so if Tennessee can get back, Florida can get back, right? I mean, that's how this works, correct? I mean, you can get back. Everybody kind of goes through a down period. Everybody goes through a down period. You cannot name me a college football program that didn't go through a down period. It's how long a period to go through before you get. There was time in the, by the way, in the mid 90s, go look up John Blake at Oklahoma. Oh my God. I think Oklahoma 1 year, they went 3-9. That year, Nebraska beat them in one game, like 66-10. Oklahoma was, oh God, were they terrible. And they came back. And then you had the Jason Whites and the Baker Mayfields and the Kyler Murrays. And, I mean, everybody, they were winning games, playing for national championships. And there's Baker running up and down the right sideline of the Rose Bowl and egging on Georgia. And I was like, okay, don't do that, Baker. Baker doesn't have a whole lot of success against teams in Georgia. You ever notice that? Don't do that. Don't say it's over, you know, running on the sidelines, whipping your arm up there. And then Georgia just smoked them. Just smoked them. It was crazy. Sorry, Oklahoma. So everybody goes through down periods. It just is natural. I mean, and Georgia went through it too. I mean, Alabama went through the Mikes. If you're not old enough to remember, that would be the three Mikes. Do you remember, Dom, the three Mikes?
I do not. Not off the top of my head.
Mike DeBose, Mike Shula, and Mike Price. Mike Price. Best thing you say about Mike Price is Roll Tide. Destiny awaits. Got caught with a hooker named Destiny down in the paint. Okay, anyway. They went through the Mikes. And that was no bueno if you were an Alabama fan. And Gene Stallings was a great period. And, of course, and I had to wait for Nick Saban to show up. You know, Nick Saban's first year, Alabama went 5-6, and he lost a game to Louisiana Monroe. Yeah, he lost a game. Alabama lost to Louisiana Monroe at home in Saban's first year, and then he kind of turned it around. You know, Georgia was, Mark Richt did a really good job. He just couldn't, Mark Richt is like Sean, he just couldn't get, it was like there was a, oh no. You know, it was like right there, but he couldn't quite do it, and they said, okay, we got to take the night, and then they rolled the dice, and then Kirby was able to do it. But do I need to remind you of some of the Ray Goff years? Do I need to go there? There were some lean years in there, you know? I mean, not so great seasons. Lord knows South Carolina went through some lean seasons, and maybe now they're coming out of it. So it's a cyclical game. It goes up, it goes down. Everybody goes through some periods where, you know, things aren't so great. And, you know, by whatever standards you have, and things struggle. Do I need Texas fans to remind you of David McWilliams? You know, right, exactly. I know. It's periods, right? I mean, you don't have to remind me of Bill Callahan at Nebraska. I get it. About ruined our program. I get it. Believe me, I've been there, done that. So it's a cyclical game. And the portal has made it a cyclical game on an annual basis. That's the difference. And Saban said, uh-oh. This is going to be who has the most money, how lucky do you get in the portal, because you can recruit all you want, and that's nice, and that kind of lays it's like laying a base down. In other words, this is floor and ceiling, okay? What that recruiting does, what Scott was talking about the Ohio States, what I was talking about the perennials, the Ohio States, the Texases, the Georgias, and whatnot, is it lays down a base from which you should never really fall off the cliff. In other words, you should never go 3-9. But, you know, the cliff being 7-5. You know, maybe that's your bottom end. But you could get stuck there. You could get 7-5, 8-4, 7-5, 8-4. You know, I mean, you could get stuck there. I mean, that's, hey, we're recruiting well enough that we're always going to be 7-5 or 8-4. That's the bait. But you could get stuck there. And that's what you're going to see here. And that's what Saban said. Boy, you know, trying to have a consistent 10-win program in college football is tough. Now, Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, to some degree Alabama, have been able to pull that off. Texas looks like it's about to enter that phase where it's about to be able to pull that off, where they could be kind of a perennial 10-win team, and maybe that 7-4 or 7-5 goes up to 9-3. That may be true, okay? But there's no guarantee even beyond that that you're going to win national championships based on that. And again, everybody needs to understand that 10-2 is a really good season. The only teams that are going to go 12-0 anymore is one of two. a team that's really good, a Georgia, a Texas, that has an Ohio State, that has an exceptional year and is playing really well, and is just everything's clicking for them. They stay healthy, and they're just, you know, they're an elite team anyway. And so, or Notre Dame, because they don't play as hard a schedule, obviously. So, and that's not a slam Notre Dame, it's just a fact. And so, 12-0 happens because Notre Dame goes 5-0, and they could probably go 12-0. So, 12-0 happens, and okay, that, but that could be a one-off. The other team that's going to do that is going to be a you know, Group of Five team, right? Because going 12-0 in the SEC, or even the Big Ten, or the Big 12, or for that matter, even the ACC. I mean, I know that Florida State did it, and that was something. Of course, Florida State did it. They didn't just go 12-0; they went 13-0, and they still couldn't get in the play. Oh my God. And thus began the downfall. That opening game that Florida State's going to host Alabama, to me, that's such an intriguing game. This season is fascinating because I don't know which way it's going to go. You know, Kalen DeBoer, I really feel for it. It's sort of like Bill Curry. Dom, do you remember Bill Curry?
Vaguely.
Okay. So Bill Curry, first coach of Georgia, you know, State, and was a Falcons star, Alabama guy, took over for Bear. Wow. He actually did a pretty good job. But when you walk into that den and you have to take over for that, when you have to replace a legend upon legend, it is not an easy thing to do. Is Matt still with us? Or is he gone? Okay, sorry about that, Matt. 404-726-0929. So it's not an easy thing to do to replace the legend, and you don't want to be that guy replacing the legend. And it's difficult. It's hard. And Kalen DeBoer had a very difficult job because he's not just replacing a legend. He's replacing arguably the greatest college coach of all time. And even worse for him, the greatest college coach of all time could still be coaching because obviously you can watch him on TV. He still wanted to be a coach. He could be. And, oh, by the way, he still has an office right next door to you in Tuscaloosa, so that when you're walking down the hall as Kalen DeBoer and some of your guys are walking around the corner and you're walking with Nick Saban and the guys yell, "Hey, coach," who are they talking to? Just asking. Just asking. Because who has the gravitas there? So I give Kalen DeBoer a lot of leeway here. It's a really difficult spot. It's a really hard job. The standards at Alabama are off the chain. The specter of Nick Saban isn't just hanging around in the form of some statue outside the stadium. No, the specter of Nick Saban is still hanging around because Nick Saban himself is still hanging around. He's still there. So that's got to be an impossible situation. He's going to wander into your office and tell you what you're doing wrong? Like it's like some kind of Aflac commercial? He's going to tell you what you can or cannot do at an Airbnb? You know, this is not a spa. You know, showers are only fine. I mean, what are you going to do? How do you respond to that? I think Kalen DeBoer has... You want to know who's got the toughest job in America? By 1,000 miles, it's Kalen DeBoer. There isn't a job in America that is even remotely close to as difficult as Kalen DeBoer has. And so all you Alabama fans who want to give him grief, just remember that, okay? Keep that in mind. That his job is far, far, right now, at the moment, as we stand, far, 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 far more difficult than any other job in the nation. Not remotely close. Because the legend is still there. The statue is still there. And the legend isn't just still there. He's in the office next door. That's an incredibly... I don't know why Kalen DeBoer took it. You know, Dom, I don't know why Kalen DeBoer took the job. Why would you take that job?
Because it's Bama. It's just one of those situations. Like, it's a job that you don't say no to. Bama is one of those schools that you don't say no to if they offer you the job.
Yeah, but... You have to understand, you know, maybe we needed to ask more questions. Wait, is Saban still, he's actually going to still be here? Like, physically be here? He's going to be in the office next door? Not like he, you know, it's not like replacing Bear, where Bear was obviously, you know, ill. And no, I mean, he's going to be here. He's going to be like, how do I do this?
You know what it's like? It's like finding out, like, it's like if you get into a new relationship and then you find out that the person that you're in a relationship with is like roommates with their ex.
Yeah, you're going to marry the sister. how does that work at the family gathering? Wait, what? 404-726-0929. Just chatting about college football in the NFL. I know, and one of the reasons I want to start talking about football is because our baseball is so sucky, but also because I need to work through all of everything that is my desire for the Atlanta Falcons this year, because I'm just a little bit too much on the hype train. That's all. 4th of July holiday weekend on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Radio 99 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios, getting ready for football 9 days away from the beginning of the NFL training camps. And this month we're going to have NFL football, so better than talking about baseball, because baseball is a sad summer of Atlanta here. We do have the All-Star Game. Of course, naturally, this is the year we have the All-Star Game. Not a year where we're, you know, screaming and hitting 500 home runs and winning 100 games. No, this year. Jim is with us on the waveform.com hotline. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, I think I got it. Oh, heck.
You okay, Jim?
Can you hear me?
I can. Put Jim on home, see if you can figure that one out. Let's go to Chris while we do that. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, love the program. I just wanted to make one comment real quick. I think you have your dates wrong there. It wasn't Bill Curry that followed the bear. It was Ray Perkins who was there for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, that's right. Right. No, no, you're correct. Okay. It was Ray Perkins. You're right.
I remember those years too well.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct. Okay. I got you. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And is that all you want to talk? Are you a Bama fan?
No, I'm an Auburn fan.
So I had an Auburn caller earlier here. What do you think of Auburn this year?
I think the personnel is there to do a 9-3 year. When you look at the schedule, we do get Alabama and Georgia both at home this year, and the away schedule is not as daunting as it's been in the past. It all is going to depend on how well Jackson Arnold plays. But I think the supporting cast is there. The offensive line has been upgraded a lot that we've been lacking really since about 2013. We haven't had a good offensive line. I think they've made some improvements in that area. But I think it's a do-or-die year for Hugh Freeze. I think if they don't make a bowl game this year, he'll be gone.
Bowl game? Is that really – that's the goal?
Well, compared to the last couple of years, I think, you know, now when I say bowl game, I'm not counting 6-6 going back to the Birmingham Bowl. I think he's going to have, you know, an 8-win year and go to a decent bowl, particularly the way recruiting is going. You know, the whole NIL thing seems to have gotten past him somehow.
Well, it is interesting, and Auburn, of course, is an interesting program to me. It's one of the more intriguing programs over the course of, say, the – I don't know, 55 years I've watched college football, because it's such a Dow Jonesy program, or at least it has been. Of course, again, everything, the rules have changed now, so everything's different in this day and age of the portal. But Auburn would go through these periods of phenomenal success and, you know, a much more volatile program than, say, Alabama or Georgia or, you know, Florida State. In the high success and then big lows, and then high success and big lows, because, you know, they have access to this great talent, but it all had to kind of come together. And it did at various times come together with, because Lord knows the number of great players that have come through Alabama, I mean, through Auburn, is just intense. But it was always difficult to kind of like maintain, you know, whether from, because the first teams I remember were Chuck Jordan's teams. But it was always hard for Auburn to maintain, you know, kind of success on a year in and year out basis. But boy, they would hit highs that were national. Well, they win national championship. And then they would hit lows where you're going, you went from a national championship to a 3-win team. They're kind of the epitome of that. So that they would break out and have a 10-win season this year would be not surprising to me, because I think they have the base talent and because that's just in the nature of Auburn to do that.
Well, they've always been much better when the expectations are low. That has always been the case. I think to stay consistent these days, you've got to have the money. And, you know, Auburn's really always going to be the second fiddle team in the state to Alabama. We don't have the medical school. We don't have the law school. Most of your Auburn fans are, you know, your pharmacists and your teachers and those professional people. Alabama kind of has the high of the highs and the low of the lows, and Auburn's always pretty much been the middle-class school of the state. I do think it seems like either Hugh Freeze has no clue what he's doing, or he's rolling the dice on this strategy where he doesn't want to go head-to-head with the Alabamas and the Georgias paying millions of dollars to high school kids who are unproven. I think he's decided he wants to sit back, watch other people's talent, try to identify those kids who the Georgias and the Alabamas are not going to be able to keep, you know, five-star middle linebackers, and then try and pick those kids up on the cheap in the transfer portal.
No, that's a way to do it. I think, Jim, Chris, I appreciate the call. It's absolutely a way to do it because, again, with the new rules that are taking place, again, you may have missed this. One is the 105 player roster limit, which includes walk-ons. You don't have to give everybody a scholarship, but you can only have 105. That's it. You can't have any more. It's not like you have practice. Back in the day, you know, the Nebraskas and the Alabamas and the Oklahomas, and, you know, they would have 250, 300 players out there. They would park players. They would get five stars, like he said, and park them just so that they wouldn't go somewhere else. Well, you can't do that anymore. And with the transfer portal, you know, you just watch for bounce backs. This is why I'm saying recruiting is not the same as it has been in the past. A team can recruit. How many top flight recruits? Well, look at who might be the best defensive back in the nation in college football. Does anybody want to take a guess? Let me give you Alabama fans a name. Caleb Downs. He might be the best defensive back in the nation. Where is he at? Alabama? No, he said Ohio State. Oh. Yeah, okay. You know, I mean, this is the way this works. You know, we have to go through the list of quarterbacks every year that are not the same school that they were, that were five-star guys. How many starting quarterbacks change schools this year? How many? 25? The Darian Mensahs and the Nico Iamaleavas and the Carson Becks. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right? That's good. Is Jim back here? Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you much. I appreciate it. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Alabama comments and that kind of thing. I went to Alabama. I've been going to Bama games since I was a six-year-old in 1966. I've gotten to see a lot of great games. I've seen some absolutely horrible games and times. I think that the current head coach DeBoer is in a great shape, because unlike Ray Perkins, when Perkins took over from Bayer,
right,
Perkins wasn't working with a program. He was coming in, and that program was based off of a personality. There really wasn't much of a program left behind except for big money. And of course, for 20 years, they tried to dominate everything and help make some of the worst decisions on coaching hires that I've ever seen, and a lot of them just absolutely
up to Gene Stallings.
Well, Gene was an okay hire. I was not excited.
Wait, didn't he win a national title?
He won a national title.
Yeah, did I miss Antonio Langham? Did I miss that? Right. I mean, isn't that the whole thing?
No. He didn't recruit Antonio Langham. He was recruited by another coach. Gene got there and capitalized on what other people had recruited. And when that ran out, Gene didn't have the personality. You can't – when they hired Stallings, it was like, oh, he walks like Bear, he talks like Bear.
Well, he wears a houndstooth jacket, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, it's just like he was an okay because he got the program turned back around. But then who was the middle linebacker for the Cowboys for years? Leroy Jordan and that whole crew, along with Bear's son, they were busy trying to run everything and trying to make it just like Bear had it. And that, you know, that really doesn't work, and it didn't work. But I think DeBoer's in great shape because he's been left a program that he would be able to work off of and then tailor it to his needs. He obviously has a different personality, and I think he was the perfect hire. He was one of the two guys that I liked best. The only other one I thought could handle it because of his personality.
Okay, so if he goes 9-3, if he goes 9-3 and misses the playoffs again this year, are you think Alabama fans are going to be okay with it?
Oh, heck no.
Well, because that's my point.
He's not going to go 9-3. He's not going to go 9-3.
He may.
We've upgraded quarterback. The defensive line is going to be putting pressure on people.
You don't know this. You're hopeful. You're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh no, Jim, you do not know this. What you think they're automatically beating Auburn, automatically beating Georgia? You think they're automatically beating Florida State on opening day?
Nobody,
you think they're automatically winning these games?
No, it's got to be played on the field. But quite frankly,
right.
I believe that this is a much better team than the last 3 years of Saban's reign.
Yeah, maybe. I don't, we'll find out here. I got to go end of the show here. Yeah, this is what makes it so interesting. Again, trying to convince fans, you know, that 10-2 is a really good year. If Alabama goes 10-2, they're going to have a really good year. The Alabama goes 10-2. They'll be in the SEC championship game. 10-2 gets you into the title game, guys. 10-2 probably means you win that game against Georgia. But can Alabama go 10-2? Sure. But when you're playing Auburn and Georgia and Tennessee, and when you've got to go play Florida State, and you automatically chalk that up, Dom. I know that Garrett Chapman thinks Alabama is going to go to Tallahassee and win that game 51-10. Now they may, okay, they may, but until we, as Jim said, play the game, we don't know. I mean, there were a couple of times last year that Alabama went out there and got waxed.
You mean like Vanderbilt?
Waxed. You know, I mean, went out there and got runned off the field. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not quite that. College football's changed. And again, changing the mindset of fans that are so used to being able to, you know, I only can use my school because I know it so well, but I'm sure this is the case too. But a friend of mine, because I know so many people, I probably know 50 people that played at Nebraska. And during the heyday, you know, from 1970 to probably to 2000, in that, you know, 30-year period where they won 5 national titles and played in 6 more and whatever. But they would wax, you know, in the 80s, they were just killing everybody. And one of my friends said, you know, we ran onto the field, you know, and we would go to some place, we would run out of the tunnel, run out of the field and look at the other team, and they would quit. We're seeing the N on the side of our helmet. They would, oh, no. And you could just see them quit. They were like, their shoulders would slump. Oh, this game's over. We're running on the field. And, oh, yeah, this game's over. They've already quit. And Alabama had that. Alabama ran out on the field with the numbers on their helmet. And the other team was like, oh, God, we're about to get killed. And they quit. That doesn't happen anymore. Georgia had that going for a while. Trying to maintain it is difficult. Clemson had it going for a while, by the way. I mean, it's just hard to maintain nowadays because the transfer portal changes everything, because now the difference in talent isn't a 10 to a 4 from the Super. It's a 9 to a 7. And so, hey, listen, we get a break and we're in the ball game. Alabama at Vanderbilt. We get a break, we can win this game. Yeah. How does it, you know, Indiana get into the playoff? Again, you get a break. This is what makes the game so fascinating. So, hey, look, hey, Jim could be right. I mean, Alabama, it doesn't almost matter how good your team, because I don't have any idea. You know, he says, we upgraded a quarterback. I'm like, really? What have we seen of Ty Simpson? Because the only time I've seen Ty Simpson, he was down in Tampa looking like dog poopy. And by the way, Austin Mack happens to be a Kalen DeBoer guy. From Washington. He was Michael Penix's backup at Washington. Ty Simpson ain't a Kalen DeBoer guy. The other guy is. So if Kalen DeBoer wants his guy, that guy's name is not Ty Simpson. I'm just telling you. So it's got to be, it's just so interesting now. Because Alabama is unsettled at quarterback. Tennessee is unsettled at quarterback. I think Georgia's unsettled at quarterback. It doesn't mean that Gunnar Stockton or Ty Simpson or, I don't know, pick one or four guys at Tennessee. It doesn't mean they can't be settled, but they're not like LSU, settled, right? They're not like Florida, settled. They're not like Texas, settled. They're not even like Oklahoma, settled. Settled at quarterback is a big advantage. South Carolina, settled. Clemson, settled. If you're settled at quarterback, that is a big deal, especially if you're going into a multi-year situation. Now, Mateer's not a multi-year situation in Oklahoma, but if you're going into a multi, or for that matter, neither, you know, is, you know, Gunnar Stockton, you know, played, thrown 80 passes or whatever he's thrown. But if you're settled at quarterback, that's why Jackson Arnold, he's absolutely right. But you remember, Bo Nix was no good at Auburn. Everybody went, oh, God, he's not his dad. God, he sucks. And he goes to Oregon, and who's this dude? Wow, okay, didn't expect that. You can actually play? We did not know you could play. We didn't. Remember that? So, I don't know. This is what makes it so fun. Hey, I wish everybody the best. I hope. I have no dog in the SEC hunt. Don't care who wins. Well, I actually kind of have one small dog in the SEC hunt. I can't stand Texas. Sorry, horns down. But aside from that, I got no dog in the hunt. All right, thanks to all of you. I had a great 4th of July weekend. Thank you, Dom. I'll talk to you again next Saturday, right here on Sports Radio 92.10 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.